We're going to be coming up.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and we welcome you to the Woman to Woman to Man show on today. My God, it's a great day to be alive. God is good and worthy to be praised. I tell you, I love Jesus. Does anybody love Jesus on today? I'm excited about what God is doing and what God has done. I am going to just begin to introduce some authors to you today. Wow, what a privilege and an honor to be here at Crossroads of Life Bookstore. We're at 1567 Maple Avenue. We are 1567 Maple Avenue. We are at Crossroads of Life Bookstore at the live first annual. We're having a celebration here, a Heritage Day celebration, 37 years in business for Crossroads of Life Bookstore. And I just have met some phenomenal authors on today. We just did a recording, and I was just so overwhelmed by what I heard that I had to ask these authors to stay around a little bit longer so that I could introduce them to you. So for those of you who are listening live, I want to encourage you to come on down to 1567 Maple Avenue over in Hillside, New Jersey, where the proprietor is Minister Wims, Patricia Wims. I tell you, she is a phenomenal woman of God, and she has a heart. I mean, her heart is so big. And we got our starts here. A lot of us authors got our starts right here at Crossroads of Life Bookstore. It's an exciting time. We're inside. We're outside. There's music on the outside. We have the tents outside. There's getting ready to be a ceremony. So come on, get in your car. Look, keep me live on the phone. Keep me live. I know you can listen to me while you drive. Keep me live and come on over to Crossroads of Life Bookstore. I have an author with me. I want to give you time. Call somebody. Tell them to listen. I know we have our faithful listeners. Call somebody and say, you know what, you need to be listening to Pastor Rebecca's broadcast today. I'm going to introduce you because in 5 minutes we're going to go outside and do the ceremony part, and we're going to take place part in that. But I want to introduce you to a few authors right now. Listen, I met this man of God this morning. I just met him on this afternoon, and he began to talk about his book, Held Hostage. And this is Pastor Alfred A. Dingell Sr. And let me tell you again the title of his book, Held Hostage, The Plight of the Small. I'm not doing justice. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about it. Let's get it right. So get it right, Pastor Rebecca. Amen. Listen, let me say this again. Are you listening? The church held hostage. The church held hostage the plight of the small local church. Listen, this book is so powerful, but listen, I already messed up in the title. I didn't want to mess up any further, so what I'm going to do is let the author tell you about this book and what inspired him to write this book. Pastor Dingell, God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
I'm going to hand the mic over to you, and I just want you to begin to share with us about your book, the inspiration, and anything else the Lord will have you to share with the listening audience on today.
Amen, amen. And God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. You know, we are so happy to be here at Crossroads of Life Bible Bookstore in this celebration of 37 years. You know, Crossroads have been a friend to us down through the years. I've been pastoring at the Memorial Baptist Church for 16 years. You know, the address is 355-357 14th Avenue in the city of Newark. You know, as I tell the congregation there, we're small in number, but we're big in heart. You know, we're grateful to the Lord, you know, because we know that the Lord can do more with a dedicated few than he can with an undedicated multitude. Yeah. And we operate and we lean upon the power of God. You know, this book that the Lord allowed me to author, you know, was a book that, you know, some of my experiences that have been pastoring, you know, for 16 years at a small church, and just some of the struggles that I had down through the years. You know, we've had some rises, some falls. We had some people that came and joined, and they ended up leaving. You know, but we end up seeing, you know, some of the mentality that was going on because we had some of the people that had more than one title. You know, at times, if they didn't have the right mentality, they would end up, you know, going to hold the church hostage. Mm-hmm. You know, so we've geared this book, you know, from a pastor's perspective, you know, so that members can actually see from a pastor's perspective how a pastor feels when it comes to dealing with a small church. You know, there's times to where pastors, we try, you know, only share information amongst each other, you know, about some of our, you know, disappointments, some of our, dislikes when it comes down to certain things that happen in the small church. You know, but you know, I believe that it's time for the people to know, you know, what some of the struggles are. You know, because you know, the pastor has to be concerned about when there's a small number, you know, are we going to have enough money to pay the bill?
Come on.
You know, the pastor has to be concerned, you know, do we have enough money to do repairs to the building? You know, and the pastor, no matter how much he may not admit it, you know, whenever you go out and you see that there's a dwindling number, it does something to your heart. You want to see your people, you know, because God has given you a gift of preaching.
Yes.
He's given you a gift of ministry and teaching, and you want to be able to share that with people.
Yes.
You know, and when the pews are empty, yeah, it really doesn't give you anybody to share it with. But that's why, you know, it becomes a little disheartening. You know, but we know that the Lord is still, you know, doing great things. You know, and when he gets ready, he's going to make the difference. He always makes the difference. And one of the things that I say in my book, you know, that one of the chapters I had is the advantage of a small church.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that advantage, yeah, is, yeah, that when it comes down to it, we can be, and we have been down through the years, the biggest operators of faith.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Because anytime when you have to do things, we have to depend upon the Lord, you know, and we can trust in him, and we can show people, even people who think that we should have been closed down a long time ago, you know, because you don't have enough people, you know, you're able to say it's the Lord that's keeping us,
yes,
the Lord that's sustaining us. You know, we don't know how we make it from year to year, but somehow, some way, the Lord, even every now and then, he shows up and gives us some extra. Amen. And we're just grateful to the Lord. You know, we pray that you will continue to pray for us. You know, and if, you know, come down to the crossroads of life, come down and get this book. You know, we want it, it's our goal to get in the hands of every parishioner of every small church,
yeah,
even some of the large churches, so you can actually take the opportunity to read through it, see if you are one of the perpetrators, one of the other chapters I have in there, you know, the perpetrators and how they perpetrate. You know, see if you are one of the perpetrators,
yeah,
you or see if you can be instrumental in helping the church be released from hostageship,
mm-hmm,
so that the church can actually move forward and do the work of the Lord. Yeah, amen. God bless you. So happy to be here. We should be out in a little bit. We also have music ministry as well. In our music ministry, we have a CD that has been released, a single that's just been released 2 months ago nationally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Crossroads of Life right now, they have the information. They're just waiting to complete the entire single, the entire album. Once the album is completed, we're bringing it right to Crossroads, you know, and we hope everybody can come down and support us, you know, because we're looking for the Lord to do great things. Yeah, amen. God bless you.
Well, wait a minute. I tell you, that is just so powerful what you just said about the church and the church being held hostage. And you talked about the church being the largest operator of faith.
Mm-hmm.
I want you, you know, because there are a lot of times when we come on and we have to encourage people in that area of faith. What do you say to somebody right now? You know, maybe they don't have a church, they're not a pastor, they're a member of a church, and or maybe they're struggling, maybe they're between churches, maybe their faith is low. What can you say to somebody right now that's struggling in the area of faith? And as you do, after you do that, I want you to tell us some more about this, the music ministry, and what you do have. You have a new release.
Yes.
And how we can get a copy of that as well.
Okay. Okay. Something that I've learned down through the years when it comes down to operating in faith, we become under the impression that faith is there to get God to do for us what we want him to do for us. And that's not the reason why God put faith into place. Your faith in God is believing that God knows what he's doing. So regardless of what is happening, there's a purpose and a plan behind it. You know, he's going to bring glory out of it, you know, when it comes down to it. So no matter how bad it seems, you know, that's why faith, we should look at our troubles not as something to bring us down, but as, and I just preached this 2 weeks ago, as the ease of our blessing. You know, because anytime, when it comes down to it, you know, in the book of Genesis, it talks about how when God created the heavens and the earth,
right,
it says the earth was out form and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Yes.
There was darkness before it was daylight.
Yes.
And when God, when he spoke light, he called it, and the evening and the morning was the first day.
Yes.
You know, so when there is dark in your life, morning is coming. It's automatic. It has to come. It has to come. No matter how dark it seems, it's automatic because darkness is always going to come before light. And when the light comes, you can enjoy, you can praise, you can worship, saying, Lord, I thank you for the daylight, because the devil is the devil's job to try to kill you in your ease. He don't want you to get to the daylight. So those who may be shaking in their faith, maybe weak in their faith, just continue to stand upon the Lord, the Lord's word, just knowing that he's going to make a way out of no way. Trust him. Say, Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but I know you, and I'm going to stand with you, and I know that you're going to get good. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them he's called according to his purpose. Single, we are looking for the single to be available on iTunes and on CD Baby sometime by the end of May, by the end of this month, so you'll be able to go online, just ring in Pastor Alfred Dingell. That the title of the single is Had It Not Been for Jesus. And this song was birthed out of a dark moment in my life. I was going through, I had no peace. I had, it was confusion on the job. It was confusion at the church. Previous relationship that I was in, it was confusion there. I had no peace at all. And I even reached a point to where I was ready just to give up. I didn't know what I was going to do. But just before I told the devil, I was getting ready to tell the devil, you won, you beat me. But just before those words came out, the Lord said, don't you let those words come out of your mouth.
My God.
And I called my cousin, and I started talking to my cousin, and then and the words just started coming out. Had it not been for Jesus, I would have lost the fight. And he just let those words just come forth and put it in a song. And we're looking for that. Just be available at the end of this month. We know that the whole album is going to be blessed. The title of the album is going to be Emerging for His Glory. The title of the album, the single, is Had It Not Been for Jesus. We're just looking for the Lord to do a mighty work, through that, through the music ministry. Amen. God bless you.
Wow. Powerful. Amen. God bless you. Powerful. I'm telling you, God is moving. We're getting ready to get the ceremony started. And I'm going to interview some more authors a little bit later. I pray that you all can stay around because we want to introduce your book. So right after the ceremony, we'll be talking to you about your book. The first author today is Pastor Alfred A. Dingell Sr. And the name of his book is The Church Held Hostage, The Plight of the Small Local Church. It's available on Amazon.
Yes.
But you want to, don't go to Amazon. Come on over to Crossroads of Light. I don't have anything against Amazon.
Yeah, we
have a local bookstore. But for those of you in Georgia and those of you in Florida, listen, you won't be able to come to Crossroads, so you can go to Amazon. But for everybody else, those of you in New Jersey, come on over to Crossroads of Light. Wait, no, you can't go to Amazon because it's on the website. Crossroads of Light bookstore has a website. Yeah, so don't go to Amazon. Go ahead, tell yourself, say to yourself, no, I'm not going to Amazon. Come to Crossroads of Light bookstore. Go to the website. For those of you who are out of state, I know we have quite a few people who are listening out of state, and get the copy of the Church Held Hostage. Get your copy, amen. And then for those of you in Newark, stop on over to Pastor's Church, Pastor Dingell's Church. Again, his church is?
Memorial Baptist Church, 355-357 14th Avenue. That's between 18th and 19th Street in the city of Newark.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Dingell. Amen. God bless you. And we have some more authors, but we're going to go outside for the ceremony. And right after that, we're going to interview and talk to some more of these powerful authors. You don't want to miss it. Again, God bless you. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'm telling you, God is good. I pray you're having a blessed day. I pray you were encouraged by what Pastor Dingell had to say. Listen, we've been laying door for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Listen, be encouraged. No matter what you're going through, just hold on. Hold on to your faith. You heard the man of God talking about faith. Don't give up. Don't you dare quit. Pastor Anthony and I tell you every single week, hold on. Believe God. Trust God. Keep pushing. Keep pressing. Keep praying. Keep praising God. Keep giving God the glory, and you shall have the victory. Amen. So we'll headed outside now. Hallelujah. This is my first live broadcast. I'm telling you, I'm enjoying this. I feel like one of those famous people that you see on ABC and NBC and praise the Lord. It's a beautiful day outside. The weather is glorious. I have Sister Tina here, Sister Rita here. Amen. And I'm, I don't know if they have a few words. I'm going to pass the mic to them and let them share with you as we make our way over to the ceremony.
God bless everyone. God bless. Yes, it's a pleasure to be here in the house, my God, at Crossroad Book Fair, bookstore. Yes, Crossroads of Life Christian Bookstore. It's a pleasure to be here for the dedication. We have so many people here, so many great authors, great musicians. Scripture DC is in the house with their music, and we're dedicating. That's right. This is a dedication for the man of God. Mother Williams' husband.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to be here. Yes, we have a brother walking up right now. Come on. RBC, Kevin Miller, we're live right now on Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony's Blog Talk Radio Show, Woman to Woman, Man to Man Show. So give us a few words of why you're here today.
I'm just out here supporting this, brothers, you know, this event right now. We're actually doing a filming for them. You know, we just want to play our part, whatever we can do to build up the kingdom. So it's about building up a kingdom and helping everyone out. You know, it's not about exalting ourselves, but exalting one another. So I thank and praise God for this opportunity to meet this woman of God. And come on down here and be blessed, all right? Be blessed, man.
God bless you. God bless. This young man filmed us on today. He did a great job. I mean, he is a professional. I mean, our meeting, our encounter this morning was something else. I'm telling y'all, you know that song Pull Up to the Bumper? I'm telling you, I parked my car. I got out the car to go in the hat, and this brother had pulled up to my bumper, y'all. Pastor Emmy, do you hear that? He pulled up to my bumper. So he pulled up, and I looked at him, and I said, how you doing? He said, so fine. I said, you know, he pulled up to you on my bumper. He said, yes, indeed, I am. And kept walking. I said, do you need me to pull? You want me to pull? No, you stay right there. I am real. But it was so wonderful to ask him his name. He told me his name, and we were able to meet and laugh. It was great. I love people like this. So I want him to tell us about his business, and then we're going to go on to the ceremony.
Once again, I am Deacon Kevin Miller, one of the executive producers, one of the co-hosts for Scripture DC. We're on location right now. And again, what we do is it's a Bible-based talk show. What we do is have guests come on and rightly divide the Word of God. We give them a topic, about 3 weeks or so to get on there and break down the Word. And we just want to be a blessing. And what we also do is we go out and we film different things, events that are going on in the community, so we can bring it out to you guys. So that if you can't make it down, you get a chance to view it. We're on Channel 96 on Comcast and Channel 76 and 19 for Cablevision in the North and the Patterson area. And we're also located on Facebook and YouTube. So if you ever get a chance, take a look at us, view us, send us a topic, send us anything. But we're not putting up videos or the interviews. What we're doing is putting up scriptures every hour. We just want to keep you abreast and keep you so comfortable and feeling at peace. So we just thank and praise God for this opportunity for divine connections. As Pastor said, yeah, I pulled up to a bumper. But it was just, she was just so pleasant. She didn't get out cussing and fussing. She just was so peaceful and calm. So you have to respect women and men of God that have just a peaceful aura about them. So I thank you once again for this opportunity, and I'm going to turn it back over to her. Be blessed.
God bless you, Deacon. We're going over to the
ceremony. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen. So you can hear the ceremony. We're inside the ceremony right now.
Don't be scared. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm glad to be here today. You know, when we look down the corridor of time and we realize that we could have been gone a long time ago. And God decided to allow us to be here for a reason. Ain't that right? Aren't you here for a reason? Amen. And as we move along in this thing called life, we begin to learn things as God gives us the vision and the wisdom to move in his name. And we all know what it's about. It's about reaching other folks, telling them how good God is. How many know sometimes you got to be transparent?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to get down there with the bum, with the backslide, and let them know that I know how you feel. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
Every now and then you got to give a piece of your testimony just to let somebody know, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I shudder to think where I would be right now. Somebody ought to say hallelujah.
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 go ahead and give God some praise as we get ready for the word. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We know that the word is what keeps us. Amen. It's what sustains us. Amen. And we bless God because we know that Crossroads was founded on the word of God. Amen. Amen. And one thing I know for sure, that they are founded on prayer. And that's what's so powerful about Crossroads Book 4. So I will be reading in your hearing from 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. How many know we need healing in the land? Amen. And we need to seek his face even the more and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. That is the reading of the word of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we're going to call on Pastor Dingle if he would come and give our invocation. At this time, let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, we first and foremost want to say thank you. Oh, thank you for all your good and your perfect gifts. Oh, thank you for what you have done for us up to this present time. Thank you for 37 years of Crossroads bookstore, Bible bookstore, Christian bookstore that has been serving these years. Father, we know that you have been with them for a long time, and we know that you will continue to be with them. And we're asking, oh God, that each and every one that is here for this celebration, you know, that, Father, that we will leave better than what we came, and that we will leave with something that will help us to move forward and do more of thy work. We ask that you continue to bestow thy blessing upon Crossroads. Father, continue to give them the increase, expand their territory, enlarge their territory. Father, continue to give them what they need is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout this community and throughout the world. Father, continue to touch each and every one that is instrumental in this event. We ask that you continue to touch Sister Williams, oh God, and that you will continue to touch all of the employees, everyone that is working in this endeavor. Father, continue to touch us all and keep us. In our prayer, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. At this time, is Brother Al here? Okay, we're going to call Brother Al to come and read a poem for us. God bless you. The name of my book is called God's Word Through Inspirational Poetry. And Minister Williams asked me to read one of my poems. And I look at this in remembrance of Pastor Williams. Memories are special. This is true, because as long as you have them, you will always make it through. Memories are special as you grow older. They will always be a part of you. Memories are special for all the world to see just how wonderful your personality really is. Memories are special because in passing them down, the line in your family will always keep alive the love that you thought you had lost. Memories are special because they are never sad, for when you think of them, they will always lift you into the air. Memories are special. Memories are sweet. But certain ministries will always knock you off your feet. Memories are special, so always embrace them because of the special love that was passed down to you. So that those who have gone from thee will always remain alive in you. When I first started writing, like, God just gave me the poetry. But then he came back to me and said, put scripture to the poetry. First Thessalonians 3:8. Now that Timothy had come to us from you and brought us good news of your faith and love, that you always have good remembrance of us, greatly desiring to see us, as we also see you. Therefore, brethren, in all your affliction and distress, we were comforted concerning you by your faith. Now we live if you stand fast in hope. Everybody say the Lord.
The Lord.
Live the Lord, live the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Let's give Brother Al a hand. Amen. At this time, we're going to put you in the hands of the very capable Brother Carl Brister. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Give it up. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. First and foremost, giving honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is an honor to be here. Pastor Lucius was a friend. He was a big brother, and he was a great spiritual mentor. And Pastor and Minister Williams have prayed for my family. They've been there for us as I've grown in ministry. And I know that Pastor Lucius was a praying man. Amen? So how many here believe in the power of prayer?
Yes.
Come on, come on, somebody.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, give God some prayer.
Yes.
You know that God is somebody who's praying for him. I want to share a song that in memory of Pastor Lucius as well as National Day of Prayer, a song that I've written is called Pray For Me. Amen? Hallelujah. I feel a little thing with that night in the sisters, but I'm going to go up there.
Well, I don't need more sympathy, no pun intended, for I suffer. When I'm in the end, I need more sympathy.
pray.
Awesome.
Pray.
Awesome. Wow.
God bless you.
That was powerful.
God bless you.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Give him another hand. Amen. Amen. I'm just informed that we have CDs if you'd like to purchase one. And he'll sign it after the event. Anything else? Amen. At this time, we're going to have our dedication. And first, we're going to call for, let me make sure I get this right, Elder Annie Ward, amen, from the Pentecostal Church of Christ. Amen. She will do our first dedication.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And right now we're moving into the dedications.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It gives me a great honor to be able to talk about my former pastor, Bishop Reginald D. Burrell. Bishop Reginald D. Burrell was born May 17, 1953, to the late Albert Denard and Essie Mae Burrell in Newark, New Jersey. He was educated in the Newark school system and attended Westminster College in Princeton, New Jersey. He attended the Newark School of Theology, where he was certified as a Christian counselor as well as the Sarasota Academy of Christian Counseling and had an associate degree of biblical counseling from Biblical Life College and Seminary. Bishop Burrell's music ministry gift made room for him over the years. He traveled throughout the United States and Europe, singing the good news of Jesus Christ. Serenity, this musical ensemble, will always be remembered for their unique sound of harmonic and melodic blend. He was also known as a Bible teacher, speaker, and general seminar facilitator in many secular and non-denominational circles. While he was Minister Reginald Burrell, he worked for several years at the Crossroad of Life Bible Bookstore as the manager. He was a devoted member of the staff and enjoyed the surroundings of knowledge and wisdom and conversing with customers. During each celebration function held by Crossroads, it was imperative that Minister Burrell rendered a selection to the delight of all in attendance. In 2004, Reginald Burrell was elevated to the pastor of the Pentecostal Church of Christ in Newark, New Jersey. In 2006, he was elevated to district elder of the New Jersey District Council, Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. And in April 2010, he was elevated to Suffragan Bishop of the New Jersey District Council. Bishop Burrell was married to Pearl F. Burrell for 27 years. On November the 24th, in 2010, he joined the Heavenly Host of Believers, along with his son, Jonathan Burrell, who preceded his transition. His daughter, Daniela Burrell, follows his lead with the ministry gift of song and also as a liturgical praise dancer. Daniela attends Berklee College, Newark, New Jersey. To God be the glory for the life and the legacy of Bishop Reginald D. Burrell. Amen.
And then next we're going to call Pastor Samuel White from Union Chapel Church in Vauxhall, New Jersey. And he'll be unveiling Reverend Boston Shambert.
Amen.
hello this afternoon. Let's loosen up, can we? We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's take a moment to loosen up. Talk to somebody and say, glad to see you. You better pay high five somebody and say, this is the day that the Lord has made.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall be glad. We'll be glad. Yeah, hallelujah. Yes.
Bless us with favor and a nice day and a nice breeze. So let us just relax and enjoy what God has ordained for us to do today. As I read this brief bio in the legacy of Reverend Dr. Leonard Schamberger. Reverend Dr. Leonard Schamberger was a dynamic preacher of the gospel who genuinely cared about God's people. Dr. Schamberger was born in Robbins, North Carolina on January 9, 1923. He completed his elementary education in Robbins and his secondary education in Carthage, North Carolina. After high school, he served in the United States Army as a technical sergeant, and in 1946, immediately following his honorable discharge, he began his college education at A&T State University in Greensboro, North Carolina. Dr. Schamberger married Mrs. Mildred Noble. They had five children and were married for 45 years. In 1965, Dr. Schamberger relocated to New Jersey, and upon his arrival, he united with the Allen Chapel Baptist Church of Newark under the leadership of Reverend E. Allen. He was ordained as deacon at Allen Chapel and diligently served on the deacon board until he answered God's call as a minister of the gospel in June 1966. In 1970, Dr. Schamberger answered the call to pastor at Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church in Newark. Dr. Schamberger established the radio and prison ministry, the ministry to Haiti, the food pantry, the summer vacation Bible school for the children in the community as well. Dr. Schamberger studied intensely at the New York School of the Bible from 1974 through 1983. In 1983, he received his BA, and in 1988, he received his MA in theology from the Bowles Bible Institute of Technology. Dr. Schamberger continued his education and received his Doctorate of Divinity in 1990 from the Rankin Theological Clinic. Dr. Schamberger realized the source of his strength was from God, and he truly exemplified the fruits of the Spirit. Let us put our hands together as we recognize the accomplishments and life, the anointing of Reverend Dr. Leonard Schamberger. Thank you.
Amen. Powerful, powerful men of God. God is getting the glory here today as we are continuing with the celebration.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We have our next unveiling, and we're going to ask Pastor if you could stay here to do this one for us as well. Elder Wynn, Elder Kelvin, or Calvin Wynn. As we honor Elder Calvin W. Williams.
Hello.
Elder W. Calvin Williams was born November 17, 1915, in Hartford, Connecticut, to the late Elder David and Iona Williams, who were among the pioneers of the New England State Church work. He received his formal education in Hartford, Connecticut, where he was an outstanding student. Elder Calvin Williams was employed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. As a pastor's son, he came to learn the Lord at an early age. He gave his life to the Lord, and soon thereafter, he was anointed by the Lord and was called to the ministry. He attended Temple University Bible Institute of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where he received his theological degree. On September 5, 1940, he was ordained by the late Bishop O. T. Jones, Sr. Elder Williams met and married Bertha M. Clark, and she became his co-laborer in the gospel. Elder Calvin Williams is blessed to have helped build several churches in several areas throughout the county. In 1948, Elder Williams was ordained to the office of bishop by Bishop Charles Harrison Mason. He served 14 years on the National Finance Committee. He was an official of the National Elders Council was also part of the Pastor and Minister's Fellowship Council and member of the National Nomination Committee, as well as member of the National Trustee Board. In 1980, Elder W.C. Williams visited the Holy Land, where he was blessed to serve communion in the Garden of Gethsemane, thus fulfilling one of his lifelong dreams. He was small in stature, but a giant of a man. He was truly a pioneer of the Church of God in Christ Incorporated. Once again, let's give God praise.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
As we come to our last unveiling, trying to keep it together. Our very own Pastor Lucius Williams. Let me just say, he has a, amen, he has a very special place, and I believe everyone's heart that is gathered here today. But briefly, I just have to say that I'm not the only one that he's touched. There are many lives that he has touched. I'm just one of the ones that is here today that had the opportunity just to say a couple of words about this great man. He was a father figure to many, but he was a special father to me. He grabbed me up at a time where I was caught up in drugs and everything else, and he was a true man of God from day one up until the day that God took him home. And so it is my great pleasure to even say a few words or to be asked to say a few words because he has touched my life so much. As I read this, I would ask that Minister Williams, if you would come and stand here. Amen. Reverend Lucius Williams was a true pioneer. He was born on November 30th, 1945 in Newark, New Jersey. Reverend Lucius Williams attended the Newark school system, where he began to show great leadership skills at a very early age. Reverend Williams continued on to Wheatley High School, where he showed greater potential as a leader and excelled tremendously in basketball. Shaw University was the college of choice after high school, and he majored in business administration. He later received his B.S. in theology. Reverend Williams became a deacon at Zion Baptist Church in North New Jersey, and later, in 1974, he was ordained into the ministry. Reverend Lucius Williams married Patricia Gabriel Williams, and they have one daughter, Desiree, and a granddaughter, Demasia. They co-founded Crossroads of Life Christian Bookstore in 1976. In 1979, Reverend Williams was called to pastor at Second Baptist Church in Belleville, New Jersey, where he served for 32 years. Reverend Lucius Williams received awards for outstanding service in business, ministry, and the community. He was affiliated with many organizations, including the United Chaplain International Worldwide, the Shiloh Association, and a board member of the Chamber of Commerce in Hillside, New Jersey. Reverend Lucius Williams was a visionary, a pioneer, and indeed a true man of God. Let us put our hands together for all of our ancestors.
Thank you so much for sharing with us in this vision. I just want to say all of these men played a great part. Pastor Bell actually gave 5 years. He was our first manager at Crossroads Bookstore. And it was just a blessing to know him and his family. And Reverend Schoenberger, couple of his daughters worked here like part-time after school, and their church played a great part in here. And he was so blessed with Elder Williams that his wife came. And Pastor Bertha Williams came, and one day she came in a lap, and she, this is a pass from Elder Gavin, and she told my husband, she said, the last thing he ever asked, did you meet somebody working the store? And she came in and worked with us for many years. Pastors right here, just raise your hand. Amen. Pastor Bethel Williams. Amen. With the Saints Temple, Church of God in Christ in New York. We just thank God for them. They live right around the corner. It's a blessing. Just wanted to let you know that this day really had vision and birth for my daughter. There's a way you can raise your hand. And her husband, Martin, amen, over there, amen, Kenneth Martin. Mr. and Mrs. Martin was the one that came and said, we got this idea. Because I've had so many ideas, but all of them spell W-O-R-K. Amen. And when they came with this, and I was like, okay, what y'all going to do? That was kind of my only thought. What y'all going to do? Amen. But they really felt that this 37th year was very special. Our town is celebrating all during this week and today, 100 years. And we are blessed to be on this corner for 37. And we just give God the glory and the praise for keeping us. In the rough times that we're living in, we want to let you know that your story is here, not just our story. We're going to keep the vision and the legacy alive. Each one of you have to join us in this task. These men are just the beginning of the vision that they had for the photo gallery to be a lifetime legacy photo gallery. And there'll be others entered each year. Amen. Right now, we're doing people who have worked, let the work they've done speak for them.
Yeah.
But we will, in the future, as that life goes on, see how God leads that. We might have people who are active even right now. But it's just so many that have done so much, and so many times people forget about them. And so we're saying, keep the legacy alive. How you keep it alive is keeping your store alive. We may be long gone, but if the Lord hasn't come back, we should have some Christian bookstores in our neighborhood. Because that was the vision the Lord gave my husband and I in 1976. Both of us was not working. I was in counseling and teaching. He was working for the city of Newark. But we were in the ministry of the Lord. And he says, our people need a place that they can come and purchase books and materials. They shouldn't have to go places. At the time, the computer wasn't the biggest deal. Amen? But even now with the computer, we have a website that you can go on if you need. You can have information before you leave, if that's the way you like to shop. But remember, this is your store in your community, and it gives God the glory. I just want to say thank you. I don't know what else is on the program. I need to hand it back over to you. I was one that has remarks, and maybe Brother Martin would like to have something to say. Would you like to make a remark? Amen. Amen. We are now family. Amen. I never had a son, so I said, well, now, you step up to the plate. And I tell him, he's so working through my husband, so I have to really back him up. Because he moves fast, you know, and we could be talking the vision, amen. Oh, God, well, let's get a gift, so I said, where's my daughter? Not me, amen.
Thank you, Lord. My name is Eclemus Martin, and I am... somewhat new to the family, but not new to the Christian family. I just wanted to say that the vision that we have here is just the beginning. This first annual fair is not the end. What our near future vision is to be able to minister through books and the little items that we have in the store at maybe your church on a Saturday, if you're invited. We will actually come out and we will actually do what it takes to minister to the congregation in your community. I've noticed that, you know, while we're here today, you know, a lot of us are scheduled to be here, but there are some that are just actually walking by, you know. That's what it's about, you know, not just ministering to the ones that know the Lord, but those that don't know the Lord. And I just want to say that the photo gallery is just the beginning. They will actually be placed inside of the bookstore. And as you come visit the bookstore, you'll start seeing more. So I just wanted to say thank you. It's good to know you all.
Praise God. We just thank God for Martin, and we would have somebody. I'm originally from Georgia, and we are from Georgia, Dublin, Georgia. Amen? Amen. We thank God for him and what the Lord is putting in his heart and in my daughter's heart. Amen. Because like you said, people kept saying, who's going to take you? I said, I don't know, but it's in God's hands. And that's what I do. I just put everything in God's hands. We have beautiful authors here today. We have Pastor Rebecca here. Raise your hand. We had Elder Al here today. Some more authors, if you're here, Reverend Dingo. He also sings, and he will be singing this afternoon. One of his re-selections. People call us all the way from Georgia, the company that's producing him. He said, you know about a Reverend Dingo? And they said, yeah, we know him. He said, well, he's got a CD, and I want you to hear it. I said, well, I know he's going to hear it. Amen. He also has a book. Sister Adnan Brown is here with us. With her book, I know it was the devil all the time. That's when the name of one of hers. And our feature author today was Pastor Rebecca Simmons. She also has a publishing company, and she's just doing great things. The heart of a woman. That's the one.
The cry of a woman's heart.
The cry of a woman's heart. That's one of her books. And Nobody's Business, and she has others. I know you all want to take some of these books back with you. We'll have them in the store. They'll be here to sign your books today. She's even doing one of her broadcasts right now. You know, with this technology, she has something going now, even broadcasting this. So you're part of history today. This is the first annual, amen, like you say, Lifetime Legacy Achievement Fair, amen? And we're so glad that we can be part of this celebration for this town, amen? Amen. And we're part of it through all of those 100 years. We've taken up 37, and that's a blessing from God. Were there any other authors? Amen. What's your name again? Dee Sterling. Amen. So the Dee Sterling is here. She'll share with you a little later. Lady Flag is coordinating that, and she'll make sure that you are involved. You're also being taped today, so don't tell me if you saw somebody show you on television. I don't have nothing to do with it. Amen. But we take that. And then we want to have our other inductees and wife here, our own sister Bear, just stand, just let them see you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. She's now acting as the president of the Ministry's Wives and Widows, and I'm part of that group, and I thank God for her this today, too. So we've got connected. Amen. Is there any other people with Pastor Schoenberger? We want her to get in touch with everybody in their family. But just a blessing. We're going to now, you see here? Let me sing one more song, and we're going to close out this person. But something will be going on all day. We want you to know. Shop, amen. We have limited prices and everything here today. And we have some. Did the popcorn get going? I don't know what they were doing. They were trying to work on it. I don't know. But anyway, we have some food that was donated to us through our own Dr. Campbell, through his service here. We have that. So you can take that with you. We have some other giveaways all during the day. So if you want to stay around and just be a part, but check out everything because it's 52 cents greater off. But we did say you have to purchase everything in the store. We're not selling anything in the lot. So tell everybody. If you're inside, don't sell anything in the lot, amen? And we don't sell anything on the sidewalk. So we're trying to stay as legal as we can, amen? And still get God the glory. So you really have to take it over there, get a bag. And then we have a system here today. You don't even have to walk it to the store. They will take it, walk it. You just walk down the store and pay. They will carry your package for you. Amen? Because we just want you to be blessed along with us.
Amen.
We have one more song, and we're going to have prayer and close out the section. Amen? But don't go anywhere.
Amen. Can we give that praise to Mr. Williams? Come on, everybody. Hallelujah, my brother's son. Let's listen up. Somebody said, this is the day.
This is the day.
That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. No, look at somebody and say, no, I will rejoice.
I will rejoice.
And come on, let's put our hands together.
Come on, put your hands together. Put your hands together. Come on. The first one was from my CD Social. This song is called Love No Limit. And this song I'm with is CD Undisputed. How many of you are undisputed in Christ today? Come on.
Cardiovascular Center in
It's really in Northington. Amen? Praise God. But the information is in there, and they have a big event like this, you know, with free every kind of streaming and all during the summer. So it's in there. Did the popcorn get going yet? Well, they tried. You know, they had the thing. Well, next time, next year, they'll have the popcorn machine that will work. But we're just saying thank you for coming by. The women are selling food, and so, hey, amen, there's food and food and food if you're hungry, amen, already on the avenue. But we love you. We thank you. We're going to ask our own Pastor Flag, amen, who was born, he was gracious enough to do our AV. God just gave us everybody we needed, amen?
Yes.
Amen. We want to thank Second Boston because he's just, you're kind of familiar. Yeah, Second. We thank you so much, amen. We're returning in the night order, amen. But we just thank God because this is where Pastor ministers, amen. And we thank God when people work with us. The church might even look familiar, amen. And some of the crazy. But God is awesome. We thank God for each and every one. Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone. And I'm standing ready for you to give the benediction. But I'd like to give Lady Williams, amen, a round of applause.
Yes.
Amen. For all of the staff. Amen. To my wife, Lady Flag. Amen. Just thank God for this time and this space. Amen. And just thank God for all of you coming up. Amen. Let us look to the Lord. Father, we thank you for what our eyes have seen and our ears have heard and what our heart has received. God, we thank you for the legacy of these preachers, oh God, that are here spiritually in the presence of you, oh God. And we thank you for those that served under them, oh God. And we just thank you for the foundation that has been laid. And so, God, we just thank you that the legacy will still live on. God, we just thank you for these great men and women of God. We just love you and praise you and honor you, O God, for just allowing us to take out this time and this beautiful day that you have given us, O God, to just celebrate the men and women of God. So on today, God, I just ask that you would please be pleased with all that we have done in this place and in this time. And God, as we get ready to dismiss from this event, God, but certainly not your presence, we ask that you would be with us. God, go with us even as we travel to and fro, that your hands of protection will be upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that you would even bless on tomorrow in our respectable places of worship, O God. We ask that you would meet us there in the name of Jesus and pour out your spirit in the name of Jesus. And God, until we meet again, may your grace, your love, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide within us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And we thank you for all these blessings now, in Jesus' name, in the people of God's sake. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. As you said, I pray each one of you will have a bag that says, have a blessed day with that smiling face before you leave. Amen. Saying that you purchased something at Crossroads today. I also forgot one very important thing. We've established a scholarship in honor of my husband. And this scholarship also we have at our church, but we also have one here through Crossroads. It's for ministries, for those who are going into ministry. So we're asking, you can go on our website, or you can even leave a check here for a donation. It's called Pastor Lucius Williams Ministry Scholarship. We want to see others continue taking the gospel. And that was one of his desires. So we have it a second, but we also are giving scholarships through our store, too. So you'll see it on our website, but you can make a check out to Crossroads of Life for the scholarship. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that was powerful. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Hallelujah. You're listening to the Woman to Woman to Man show, and you actually just partook of the live ceremony of the unveiling of the photographs. So just get ready. There's more coming. Amen. I'm going to interview some more authors. So stay with me. Hallelujah. Stay with me.
We're going to ask Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and she will go in the inside of the store. She's going to be talking about her book, Nobody's Business, and the cry of a woman.
Okay, I'm heading into the store. Amen.
To prepare himself to talk.
Hallelujah.
About church, hell, conference.
Y'all can't even write it. So I'm heading into the store. Okay. I'm going to be talking about my book. Okay. Nobody's business.
Offer. We ask that you go inside.
I'm going to be talking about my book. Nobody's Business. Actually, we'll be talking about Nobody's Business and the cry of a woman's heart inside of the store. So I will be going inside the store, even though I did want to hear some more of what was going to take place on the outside. But I pray that you're being blessed by the broadcast again. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're excited about what God is doing here at Crossroads of Life Bookstore. Listen, I tell you, the young man who sang was just powerful. Carl Brister is his name, and he has a CD, and you want to actually go on to the Crossroads of Life bookstore website to find out more about that CD. You will find yourself truly blessed by the CD. Just hold on. I'm going to, Sister Rita, if you would just let them know that I'm on the broadcast right now, and I would prefer to wait a little while before I actually do the speaking about my book. Amen. I'm going to talk to some more authors, and we're going to continue. Pastor Emily should be joining us. Pastor Emily, I don't know if you're here yet, but Pastor Emily should be joining us. So, we're going to have him come and be a part of what we're doing here as well. Hallelujah. I have another author coming. I want to just talk to her for a few minutes and have her tell us about her book. We have a couple of authors here, even as we're making our way into the store. We're going to have them. Are you heading to the store to hear me talk about my book? I don't know. I'm going to wait a little while because I am on the broadcast. I don't know. So I want to talk to these three people before we get to do anything. Listen, Carl Brister is here. Listen, the young man that you just heard singing, I was up. I had to get up and start dancing. I had to get up and start clapping my hands and dancing. And this young man is anointed. He is anointed. I'm looking at him, and the glory of the Lord is resting upon him. You know, he's a humble soul. I want him to talk to us a little while. God bless you, and I want you to just say about your ministry, where your church home is, how long you've been singing, why you sing, and what motivates you. Just take a few minutes to talk to the audience about what's going on with Carl Brister.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. My name's Carl Brister, and my birthplace is Plainfield, New Jersey.
Okay.
Born and raised, and you know, I'm married, so shout out to my wife, Bev, and my two champion sons, 4 and 6, Justin and Jordan. I've been ministering for quite some time. I was a minister of music in Jersey City, and I've recorded. I've been on BET. I've worked with C.D. Hawkins and Singers on Sony Records, and now I'm doing my own thing.
Okay.
Amen. And you know, I'm licensed to preach from Christian Love Baptist Church.
Pastor Ron
Christian.
Pastor
Ron Christian. Shout out. And I'm now attending the Life Christian Church in West Orange, New Jersey.
And your pastor?
My pastor is Pastor Terry. We call him Pastor Terry.
Okay.
So I'm new, so I'm still learning everything there. You know, what God has given me is to share his love. Unconditional love. And that love is not just contained to a locality, but what he's put in my spirit is a global ministry. And I believe that the one thing that we all need to know about is the love of God through Christ Jesus. And I think that's what a lot is missing. It's not, and we, the Lord is using us all as parts of his body, mouthpieces, hands, feet, and we have to get in there and share his word. So what he puts in my spirit, and my father was a musician. He passed away last year, but he was a DJ here in Jersey. Jazzy Cassie was his name.
Okay.
And he exposed me to all kinds of music. And what God has given me is a love for all kinds of music and a passion to include him in it. And so what you hear is sounds that sound like what you hear on R&B stations, but with lyrics that are uplifting and positive and spirit-filled and spirit-led and inspired. And so what I just sang, Love No Limit, was a remake from Mary J. Blige. But when I start thinking about Love No Limit as a child of God, I think about how far God has gone to show his love to us.
Yeah.
It has no limit. And I believe that's what we need to know. We need to know that no matter what you've done, where you are, who you are, the love of Jesus can be and is yours just for the asking. He hasn't taken it away. We move away from God, but his love is there, and it's unconditional. And so that's my heart. The first song you heard, Pray For Me, is from my first CD, Focus, and it's about intercessory prayer. And, you know, we pass people every day, and we all put on this great church face that we all find, and somebody says, how you doing? I'm blessed. And, yeah, you are blessed, but you're not feeling so great that day. And we don't really want to know the details, but we need to pray. Even Paul says, and pray for me also.
Yes.
With all he's pouring out, he needs prayer. We all need the power of God to work in our lives, and sometimes we don't have the words. But somebody else who can see what we're going through may be able to go to God on our behalf. And so prayer, love, encouragement, determination, that's what Carl Brister is about. My wife is a web designer. She's created a wonderful online ministry with me. So if anyone is interested, my website is www.carlbrister.com. www.carlbrister.com. I'm on Facebook under Carl Brister and Twitter under Carl Brister.
Okay.
And the music you heard is available here at Crossroads. This is a beacon in our community.
Yes, it is.
Minister Williams and Pastor Williams they have been light in the midst of darkness and hope to a lot of us young ministers coming up.
Yes.
And so the music is available here as well as online, and I'm just blessed to be here today. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. Well, God bless you, and I pray that God continually blesses you, your wife, your children, and your ministry, because you are humble souls. Stay humble. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay sold out. I have a feeling that you're sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ, and keep doing what you're doing because God's going to bless you above and beyond what you can think, ask, or imagine. Just get ready. And for the replay of this, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/power, and you'll be able to hear your interview again. So that's Carl Brister, and his website is www.carlbrister.com. So go on over there, connect with him on Facebook and Twitter. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go inside. I'm going to interview these authors inside. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go inside, and we're going to talk to some more authors, because I know you want to hear whose heroes down here at the Crossroads of Life bookstore. So we're going to talk to a couple more authors here. Amen. So we're going to talk to a couple more of the authors here who are in the bookstore with me. Okay. We're going to take a break. I'm going to hand it over to Tina Lane, and I'll be right back. Just stay with me.
Amen. So right now we're going to just take a break. We have coming forth up in a few seconds, we're going to have the children of Mother Williams here in honor of Reverend Lucius Green. They're going to come up and say a few words to us right now. But we do have two people here that has been enjoying today's event. So I want you to give us a little feedback about what's been going on today for you.
This has been a blessing for me to be invited to this. I met Ms. Williams last August through a book signing, and it's just been a blessing what she's doing. I thank God that she invited me here to this wonderful ceremony today.
Amen. she was saying how good the show was. So that was just one of the customers here that came out for the dedication. Now we have the brother-in-law, the son-in-law, I'm sorry, that's coming forth and put it together. Oh, man, you did an awesome job.
Yes.
You and your wife did an awesome job today, and I know your mother-in-law and your father-in-law in heaven, he's just happy about what you're doing in the bookstore. So just give us your name and just give us a few words of what today means to you.
Okay. My name is Brother Clemus Martin, and I'm actually the son-in-law of Ms. Patricia Williams, co-founder of the Crossroads Bookstore, and I'm actually blessed to actually be a part of today, May 4th, 2013. What does the day mean to me? Wow. You know, I basically said earlier that, you know, it's good to minister and be amongst the God's flock, but when you're in a situation where you actually can minister to people that are just passing by, that's major. For someone to actually ride by in their car and think enough to stop and come to be a part to hear just an encouraging word from the Lord, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, it means to me best to just be amongst God's folks and sharing the word of the Lord.
Wow. You know, it's amazing because I've heard a lot about you. This is our first time meeting, but I've heard a lot about you, and I've heard that you're a real blessing to the family. Pastor Wimp talked about you often. The last few times that we talked, he let us know about the wedding and everything. He was really, really happy and thrilled to have you coming to join the family. I want you just to begin to share with us what the vision is. You were sharing outside somewhat about the vision. Share with us about the vision and what God has for you, the part that God has raised you up to play in the future of the Crossroads of Life bookstore.
Okay. Actually, a vision exactly is what it is. And you know, all this is done through the eyes of the Lord. And I just take myself out of it and just let him have his way. The vision for us is to broaden the outreach of the bookstore and to also be able to minister abroad. And I continue to say that, not just our community, but everywhere. One of the things that we would like to do, this is the first annual fair, May 4th, 2013. But what we would like to do is be able to join your church. In your church.
Yes.
In your church.
Yes.
Maybe on a Saturday. We will be able to come out and bring some of the items from the bookstore and to be able to minister to your congregation. So this is something that we would like to be able to do, you know, starting this year. So we are encouraging all churches to maybe get in contact with us.
Yes.
Here at Crossroads Christian Bookstore here in Hillside, New Jersey, and we will definitely cater to whatever it is you have us to do.
And can you please give us the website as well as any other information, contact information? I don't know if you have it or maybe if your lovely wife has
it,
where we can get it.
Why don't you come over here? Okay. It's my wife, Desiree Williams Martin.
Actually, you're about to hear from the daughter of Pastor Lucius Wims and Minister Patricia Wims. She's a beautiful daughter who is the beautiful wife of the gentleman that we just talked to, who has been inducted into the family to help carry forth the vision. And I was telling your husband about how your dad would talk about him and how blessed he was and how excited he was about him coming into the family. So I know that he knows that you're in good hands.
Yes.
So why don't you share with us a little bit about what's going on with you. Your husband already shared the vision. Any words that you have to add, and even about what today means to you?
Well, today was very thought for a while, you know, upcoming, and it was very successful today. I'm so happy, and I know my dad is, like, very proud. And pretty much we just want to open up the business as far as, especially on the website.
Yeah.
And just try to draw more people in the ministry and just continue on the legacy and and things that are coming. So.
So can you give us the contact information for anybody who wants to contact you to have you come to their church or to get more information about the store?
Well, the website is www.crossroadsoflife.net, and the address here at the store is 1567 Maple Avenue, Hillside, and the telephone number is 973-923-7648. Also, 973-923-3410.
Okay. Now, can you share with us a little bit about the scholarship? We hear that there's a scholarship that's coming out. Okay, so what we'll do is we know that there's a scholarship coming out in the name of your father.
Yes.
We're so proud and happy about that. And more information about that, I guess, will be published on the website.
Yes, and from Minister Patricia Williams.
Okay,
yes.
So it's in honor of them both.
Yes.
Okay, so do you have any other words, parting words, even as we begin?
No, I'm just glad you're here, and I'm finally able to meet you, and that's it. I'm just excited.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. God bless you. Wow. What an exciting time. I tell you, we're going to talk to a couple of authors here before we, I don't know what time it is, how much time I have on the air, but we're going to talk to these authors here who have been waiting so patiently. And we're going to start with Dr. Doretha Smith. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live. We just thank God for you tuning in to the Women to Women to Man show on today. I thank God for all of my faithful listeners. Again, if you missed any of this, you can go back and listen to the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/power. You will hear what an exciting time we've been having here at the Crossroads of Life bookstore. Right now, we're going to talk to Dr. Doretha Smith. She is the author of Divinely Chosen. Oh, wait a minute. Wait until you hear what this woman of God has to say. Her subtitle is The Lord God with the Master Plan. So she's going to talk about her book right now. God bless you, Dr. Doretha Smith. I'm going to just give it to you and allow you to speak to my listeners about your book, anything that you want to share with us about the book, and where we know we can get it at Crossroads of Life Bookstore, but where we can contact you if anybody wants to contact you.
God bless you, Pastor. It's an honor to meet you. I thank God for you. You are a blessing. I thank God for being the head of my life. I thank God for this book, Divinely Chosen, The Lord God with a Master Plan. He has blessed me to write this book and minister to me. It ministered to me. It lets us know that the Lord God is the one that divinely chooses you. Because he's the one with the master plan. He has a purpose for all our life. It's not about what you look like, what family you come from, what shape or form you in, but he chooses whoever he wants to choose for the purpose and the plan he has for our life. Sometimes man looks on the outside, but God doesn't look on the outside. He looks what he has put in each and every one of us. We define people by what they look like, what stature they have, what position they have. But God said, I choose whoever I want to choose for the purpose that I have for the kingdom of God. And sometimes he has to peel things off of us to let us know who we are in him. So he did that to me. He peeled things off of me and put things on me that I already had inside of me, but he had to bring it out of me. So it's not about who you hang with or who you connect with, but it's about who you are in Jesus Christ. And so God let us know that he is the one with the blueprint. So this book speaks to us about God divinely choosing us for the purpose and the plan that he has for each and every one of us. So I was a person that thought little about themselves. I was a person that limit myself. We do have limitation, but there's no limitation in Jesus Christ. So God said, I have all the power. And when we understand who we are in Christ Jesus, we understand that we have power through him to do whatever he wants us to do. So I'm blessed by this book that God allowed to be birthed out of me. And so I thank God for just allowing me to minister to those that are saved and those that are not saved. And they know that they are somebody in Jesus Christ. So when you get connected with Christ, you can understand that you are somebody. So I thank God for this powerful book. Yes, it's powerful because God wrote the book. I'm just the instrument that he used to write the book. So I thank God for this opportunity to be able to share with you that you need to come down to Crossroads of Life and purchase this book. Not only do Crossroads of Life, but my website is www.drdorethasmith.com. And you can also get it through there. I have an inspirational page on that website, just inspiring people. You can get it through PayPal. But your first thing to do is just to come down to Coastal of Life and purchase the book, who has been a blessing to me. And I think this is my first time meeting Pastor Rebecca, and I thank God for you. You just an inspiration to me. I thank God for your presence, for your spirit, and I thank God for this opportunity just to be here and just to tell people about that they are divinely chosen. But God has the master plan.
Tell them again. Tell them directly. Tell the people that are listening that they are divinely
chosen. If you are listening, and I believe you are, understand that you are divinely chosen, the Lord God with the master plan. Meaning that if you know that you are divinely chosen, you don't have to figure out the plan. Know that God has the plan already. So all we have to do is leave it in his hand. Don't try to figure out how he's going to do it. Know that he's going to do it. Understand that it's not about you trying to figure out the plan. He already has the blueprint. We just got to get lined up with him, stay focused, and know that he's going to do it. Don't let man tell you that you can't do it because there's some limitation. The doctor says that I'm legally blind. I have a disease in my eyes. It's taking my sight away. It took a whole lot of my sight away. A lot of things that I'm not supposed to do, but guess what? I'm doing it anyway because God created this body. He knows what I have in me. Yes, he is a healer. He already healed. But until it manifests, God said, don't just sit there. Let the world know that I'm going to let you do things that the world said you can't do because of your limitation. It's not about what you can't do. It's about what you can do because of me. So though I'm losing my sight, though the devil said I'm losing my sight, God said that because I created you, I know what you can do. It's not about what you have. It's about who you know. You know me, so I'm going to use you. Yes, I am using my sight. You may look at me and say, she can see. But if you come inside his body, I can't see naturally. But God said, I know what I put in you.
Go ahead.
So you don't know me, but you got to read this book to know what I did accomplish through the power of Jesus Christ. The devil said, you're going to lose your sight. But God said, no, she's not.
Go ahead.
No, she's not. I have ordained and chosen her to do a job for the kingdom of God, and she's going to accomplish it. And guess what? She's going to confound those that think she can't do it because they limit her because of her sight. She's going to encourage those that don't know Christ and say, I got to know who she knows. And God says, I'm going to do, she's not going to get the glory, but all glory belongs to me. So come down here and get this book, Divinely Chosen, the Lord God with the master plan. God bless you.
Jesus, give God some praise up in here. Divinely Chosen. And now I know you heard God. I know you heard God. Dr. Doretha Smith, you heard what she said. Amen. Divinely Chosen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. We have another author here. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. This last half an hour of the broadcast, wow. Wow, it was the devil all along. It was the devil all along. The author is Avalon Solette Brown. What a beautiful name for a beautiful woman. Avalon Solette Brown, RNASN. I want her to come over and begin to tell us about her book. It was the devil all along. And you're going to hear now from Avalon Solette Brown.
Thank you, Pastor, and giving honor to you. I thank God for you having me here. I thank God for Mother Regan inviting me here. This is a blessing. What inspired me to write this book was I've been a nurse for 30 years, and during my career I went through a whole lot of things. But I kind of looked at it like God, my father was a bishop, and he always was after me to get into church. So when I was young, I had no thoughts for church. I was a devil servant. I can put it like that. And when I began to look at it, as I got in God, I started looking back over my life, and I realized that from the beginning, God meant for me to serve him. But my mind was on the devil worship. Whatever the devil wanted me to do, that's what I was basically
and just, I wasn't thinking about God, even though God was watching over me all those years. And I used my nursing career because this is where most of my adversaries came from. And I went through a lot of things in the nursing, and I was provoked a lot. And as I was provoked, because I was one of the devil's servants, I reacted to every provoking.
Yes.
Until I got into the Word of God. As I got into the Word of God, He gradually worked with me. And as He worked with me, I began to see that He was giving me joy and happiness and peace, and the devil was just giving me misery.
Mm.
But as I started getting into God's love, I realized that He wanted me to love no matter what people done to me. And in this book, you can see a lot of things they did to me. But as I got into the Word of God, I kept the love before me. No matter what went on, I knew that God wanted me to just love and have peace and be still and let Him be my guide, because I was not letting the Word of God guide me. But now that Word of God guides me. It shows me, because we are dealing with spirits and principalities, and we have to realize the spirits of the people that comes after us. So now that I see that thing, I can stop that before they provoke me. I see what they're trying to do to me. I see it clearly, and I just keep that love. When they come at me with hate, I put love back out to them. So this is something God has really worked with me over the years, and I thank God. I'm so glad for His joy and His peace. And this book, I wanted to do this a long time, and I didn't know, and just God just put it on me one day, and I got it done in 2 months, and I thank God. Because I do realize now, it was devil all along, and know that that's his job, to stop us from having peace and joy and love, and whatever he can do, whoever he can work through, he comes after us.
Yes.
So, I mean, in this book, I talk about all those things, and a lot of people might say, I wouldn't have stayed on that job, but God said, don't leave.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still working at that same job, and the people at the end of this book that I work with, I now have love for them. God has shown me how to work with them. They now need me because I have the love. I have the knowledge of what they need, and I know how to work with these people. No matter what they've done to me, I still show them love. Anything they need, I'm right there. Because God has been good to me. He's blessed me, and He just said, keep that love before you. Don't let them take that from you, because it has been the devil all along, trying to stop me from knowing what that joy is. And now that I have that joy, he can't have it.
Yes.
It's mine, and he can't have it. And I just thank God for that. And I thank God for being down here at Crossroads today, because for the last 6 months, I had just done nothing with the book because I have a 93-year-old mother, and I'm taking care of her. So I said, okay, I'll just put the book aside. I'm not doing anything. And then Pastor Williams called me. I said, God is just good.
Yes.
Look at God. He don't mean for me to sit back and not let these words get out. So I thank you for having me here. I do have a website also. It's ASBNurse.com. You can't purchase the book there, but you can purchase it here at Crossroads of Life. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, please give us your website again.
ASBNurse.com.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Listen. Praise God. Give God some praise. Amen. That was Avalon Solette Brown. Amen. It was the devil all along. Available right here at crossroads.com. So come on down and get you a copy. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe they're waiting for me to speak. I don't know if I have a few more minutes before I begin to speak. I don't know. Can I have a few more minutes, or are they waiting for me to speak now? Okay, amen. So I have a few more minutes before I speak. I want to introduce you to another author here, a friend of mine, amen, and we're just so happy to have him on the Woman to Woman to Man show on today. This is a powerful, powerful vessel in the kingdom of God. Let me tell you, you heard the ladies, they are powerful. And you're going to hear now from one of our brothers in the gospel, Reverend Al Bryant. A lot of people call him Brother Al. Brother Al, he is the author of 2 books right now. He has a 3rd book coming out. His first book is Brother Al's Inspirational Corner.
His second book is God's Word Through Inspirational Poetry. I want you to listen up as he begins to talk to us and share with us about his books, his motivation for writing, and anything else the Lord will have him to share with us on today. God bless you, my friend, my brother.
God bless you, my sister, and to the audience that's listening. I just thank God for being here on this day, because this is a day that was planned by God. And as far as my books, right, one of my topics is when I write about me, there's a peace that comes over me. Because a lot of times when I was young, I had certain things in my life that I couldn't deal with. So God just told me to get a piece of paper, get a pen, and start writing. Because of that, everything that was wrong in me was now being made right in me. Because my poems are, as the topic is, my God's words through inspirational poetry. Now, I'm encouraging people, not just adults, but especially our children and our teenagers, because a lot of times they are not addressed the right way. Right, and we have to address them the right way in order to get them to come out of the darkness but come into the light. Because another one of my topics is eternal flame. Now, when I talk about eternal flame, I'm talking about the fire that is supposed to be passed off from Jesus to us.
Wow. Fire.
Right? And that fire has to stay going, because if it doesn't, then you're going back to the darkness. And if you listen to Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 16th verse, let your light so shine before men that they will give him their works, right? When you are a follower of Jesus, there's supposed to be a light on in you. So people can see what's inside of you. And with them seeing that, God gets the glory, because of what's inside of us. And again, we talk to people. We don't talk at people.
Yeah.
Right? Because you want to have that person fully understand what you're talking about. Because God has a position for all of us.
Yes.
And one is not better than the other, because we're all working together.
Yes.
And God wants us to work together. And I thank God for my new sister. We've known each other now, I think, for about 6 years, right? So, and our lives are based on time. Because we were a toddler, a teenager, a young adult, a senior adult, right?
Not yet.
Okay, she's saying not yet.
Hold on, wait. Is this considered senior?
If that's what you want to say. Well, I'm looking for mine, because, and sometimes I'm like this here. People ask me how old I am. I tell them, they don't believe me, why'd you ask me? Okay? I'm thankful that God has spared my life because this year I almost lost my life. I was in the hospital and they did a code blue on me, but by the grace of God, he said, not yet, my son, because I have a work for you to do. And I'm believing that.
Amen.
Right? Because God has placed a ministry on my life. Right? Because of that, I couldn't keep it up. But I'm believing that God will get me back on my feet.
Amen.
Because he's given me this, and I'm going to be taking it. And I'm going to thank my sister. God bless you.
Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, praise the Lord for Reverend Al Bryant. Amen. Hallelujah. Powerful vessel in the kingdom. And he has written these books, God's Word through Inspirational Poetry and Brother Al's Inspirational Corner. So you want to get a copy of these books. Listen, come on down to Crossroads of Life Bookstore and get your books. All of these great authors here. God bless you, my brother, and thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we have one more author. I don't know. I'm looking at this gentleman here. I'm like, he must be somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm here for the support.
Amen. He's here for the support, but I'm telling you, he has kingdom written all over him. Amen.
Yeah.
To God be the glory.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This book, wow, you know, I have to say, I really have a spot in my heart for people who write children's books.
Yeah.
And this woman of God has written a children's book. Earlier, I was outside at the table, and I made up a story to the little kids, a children's story. I just made it up, and they were so entertained. But I thank God for a book that's been written and published. So why don't you come over and join me? Okay, well, we're going to go over here, hallelujah, and stand with her. And I don't have the author is Dee Sterling. Dee Sterling is the author. Her book is The Kid with the Cast Iron Stomach. Oh, Lord Jesus. I tell you, that's the story that I want to read. And I want her to tell us about her book, what inspired her to write this book, The Kid with the Cast Iron Stomach, and what it is that inspired her to write this book, where she can be reached. For those who want her to come out and come to your ministries, how you can reach her. So Dee Sterling is coming on the air right now. Welcome to the Women to Women to Man show. God bless you, and I'm giving you the mic so you can share with us on today.
God bless everyone, and thank you very much for having me today. My book, The Kid with the Cast Iron Stomach, was inspired by my brother, believe it or not. When we were kids, he used to mix all of his food together, and my mom said, I think you have a cast iron stomach. And when I got older, it stuck in my head. And so I decided to write a book. And literally, I could not think of a name for the main character for this book. And I prayed on it. And at 12 midnight, when I woke up, I had the name.
Wow.
Tremont Johnson. It just rang out in my head. So I wrote this book. I added my niece and a few other characters to the book. It's multicultural. It's fun. And basically, it's about teamwork. Four best friends to stick together. Tremont is the main character. Olivia is his friend. Marisha and Clark are his friends. And they decide to enter a junk food competition. And because Tremont has a special gift that nobody else has, you see, he is not a junk food junkie, no. He is a foodologist. He can mix and match his food like nobody's business. Now, his friends around him, they eat healthy. They eat normal. They eat turkey sandwiches on wheat. They eat bologna, things like that. No, not Tremont. He needs to have, get this, a mocha latte rice pudding smoothie. Okay? with sardines, not finished yet, hot sauce, and chocolate syrup. Ew. Okay. So all of his combinations throughout the book will turn your stomach. I doubt it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
But it also make you love him because he's a great character. He's very endearing. He's a great guy. And he is all about friendship and teamwork. And he has his little quirks about him. Trust me, you will find out in the book. But when he does his competition, the things he puts on this junk food creation of his, they just make you go, wow. Why? Why would you do that? But it's a great book. It's fun. It's a takeoff from Little Rascals, basically.
Wow.
It takes you back.
Yeah.
There's no killing. There's no drugs. It's just all fun.
Wow.
And kids can be a kid. And I'm actually in the middle of writing the second book,
yes.
The sequel to this one, which is going to be interesting, but I will tell you a little bit about the book. I just want to give you an idea. Tremont Johnson is a fourth grader at Grace Elementary School. One day, he and his friend Clark will walk into school. They see a sign, create your own junk food competition. And Tremont's little light bulb goes off, and that's all she wrote. And they're off to the races. And his friends are helping him with all this decision-making process. So it's a lot of fun, and I hope you come out and buy the book. And one thing I will tell you that from the sales I've had, the people that come back and tell me about the book, they say that their kids ask them to read it over and over again to them, and that they're actually starting to learn to read themselves because they want to see, you know, they want to go back and read this part or chapter 7 or something. And chapter 7 is my favorite, called The Smell. You'll find out why. And it's just a lot of fun, and I just hope you enjoy it. That's what I can say. That's the kid with the cast iron stomach.
Okay, you just heard from Dee Sterling. She's the author of The Kid with the Cast Iron Stomach. Dee, what is the age group for your book? And also, where can we contact you? We know we can pick up this book at Crossroads of Life Bookstore. Yay! Right here in Hillside, 1567 Hillside, New Jersey. So, Dee, we need to know the age group for your book.
It's for K to fourth graders.
And also where we can contact you and how people can get in touch with you.
Okay, I have a Google phone number. That's 862-621-9533. And also the book is on online bookstores, on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and other bookstores that are online. And Crossroads. And it's at Crossroads right now today, and I'm actually autographing them. So definitely come on down. We'd love to see you here.
Okay, I heard somebody yell out in the background, crossroads.com. Everybody say crossroads.com. Come on down. Oh, crossroads.net. You got to say it three times now. Crossroads.net. One more time. Crossroads.net. Amen. God bless you. Amen. That was Dee Sterling, author Dee Sterling. And we are moving. I think I only have about 10 more minutes to be on the air. Five more minutes. We have another author here, Bertie Pringle Reed. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Is this another children's book?
It's not.
Okay. Yeah, wow. I tell you, you know why I said that? Because she has a beautiful, lovely teddy bear on the cover. The name of her book, and we have a few more minutes over. I mean, I can go a few minutes over with this last interview. Smile Bandages. Smile Bandages, Loving the Unlovable. And the author here is Vertie Pringle Reed, and we're excited about hearing from her. God bless you, woman of God. And welcome to the Women to Women to Man show on today. It looks like you have more books there as well. She has another book here, Smile Bandages.
cover a multitude of pain.
Cover a multitude of pain and small bandages.
Repairs of the breach.
Repairs of the breach. My God. It sounds like it's all wrapped up in the small bandage, and I'm excited to hear what that's about. So we're going to allow her to speak. I welcome you to the broadcast on today. Please share with our listeners about your three books. They look like they're powerful books. What inspired you, where you can be reached?
Hey, what inspired me with Smile Bandages book was the fact that my mother passed away. And when she died, in the year that she left her mentally challenged son for me to care for. And I realized that I did not know anything about caring for someone with a mental illness. Nevertheless, I was a young woman, 28 years old, with four children and a marriage. And I had this brother who was 19 years old, left in my care. I was upset with God for the fact that he took my mother and upset with my mother because she died and left her son. At that time, I sought the Lord to find out what purpose am I here for and realized that my purpose was to love the unlovable. And so Smile Bandages Cover a Multitude of Pain talks about the pain I experienced during the years of caring for my brother. And after I finally began to love him, because that was my purpose, to love people, and I did not have love for my own brother, so how can I love people? And often I go to church and I hear a sing for God saying, I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes.
And I had to say, well, God, I said, I love you with the love of the Lord also. But in reality, I did not love them with the love of the Lord, and I doubted they loved me with the love of the Lord because they did not know me. I did not know what the love of the Lord was until I was left with my mentally challenged brother. And I had learned to love him during the 12 years of having to care for him, who I was afraid of. Nevertheless, he wouldn't stay in the asylum because if I could have taken him up there where nobody wouldn't have to see him or know me, I would have hidden him up there so that I wouldn't have to be seen with him. But during the 12 years, I finally got it. I finally heard God, and I started loving my brother. I came home one night, and that brother, who took me 12 years to finally get it, I love him, Lord, thank you. My mother's gone, and I love him. I came home. And that brother was hung in the basement with a wire hung around his neck.
Wow.
Again, I got angry with God. After I finally got the message, I heard you. I loved my brother. Now you took my mother and left him on me to care for. Now you done took my brother, who I finally learned to love. And now what going to happen to me? With all the pain and suffering that I was carrying for my brother and the guilt of feeling that I was at fault, because I didn't want to keep them in the first place, I moved and left Newark, New Jersey, and moved to South Plainfield. And of all the things that God led me in, he led me into a church. And there was a young lady there whose birthday was the same day as my brother. And guess what? She was mentally challenged. And when she was mentally challenged, I wasn't going to get involved with her. I just left my mentally challenged brother, so I didn't want to be bothered with nobody else who had the same issues as my brother. Nevertheless, she told me something about her that I couldn't just leave alone. She told me that her father was having sex with her. And so, therefore, this mentally challenged woman who is 48 years old telling me that her father is having sex with her, do I believe her? I didn't know. My brother used to say things that wasn't true either. But guess what? Shortly after that, she was pregnant with the child. That child birthday was the same as my brother, December 18th.
Wow.
But guess what? Diapers asked me to come into their office one day and to temporarily take the child because I was a nosy person, got involved and called and say that a child is in the house. The unlovable came about because the children and the mentally challenged people that I had to deal with, they were so unlovable to me, yet I had to love them. And then repairs of the breach came behind because God gave me the children who was in the foster system because no one else was taking care of them for me to take care of them in my home, and I began repairing the breach that was broken between the child and their parents. So that's what my life is about. And just recently, it's not on target yet, but small damages, coping with irreversible damages. Coping with irreversible damage are the babies that I cared for in my home for 20 years who was irreversibly damaged at birth. And they was babies, though I prayed and believed God, God healed this child would get up and walk, but they were so damaged, there wasn't any more getting up for them. But during that time, I learned an invaluable lesson. I learned a lesson that no matter how a child is born or who we are, God has a purpose for all of us. So that one mentally challenged child who never was able to get up out her bed and walk and run, she wasn't able to see, but she had to be cared for and loved. I kept her for 11 years. I had her since she was 8 months old, and I yet have her. So at the end of the day, I realized that it does not matter how a person is born. It does not matter what ailment they have. That God has a purpose for them because he said they are fearfully and wonderfully made. So there's a purpose for them too. So saying all of that, my book, Smile Bandages, covers a multitude of pain. Smile Bandages, loving the unlovable. Smile Bandages, repairs of the breach. And Smile Bandages, coping with irreversible damages, can be purchased online at any online store, but also right here at Crossroads. Crossroads of Life.net. It could be purchased at any of those places, online also. And you can go to my website, which is www.bertiereed.com. Thank you.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give some praise to God. Amen. To God be the glory for these powerful authors. I tell you, that's the end of our time today. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with the Woman to Woman to Man show. God truly is good and worthy to be praised. I'm over at Crossroads of Life Bookstore here at 1567 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. Listen, it's been a blessed time on today, and I'm getting ready to speak about my book. So for those of you who still want to come over and hear some more, head on over, get in your car and head on over. And I know that God is going to continue to get the glory. We're here until 5 o'clock today. So come on over and be a part of history being made. So God bless you. Know that God loves you and we do. And you've heard from these authors that, listen, your dream is possible. Whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is that God puts in your heart, it is possible for you. So go ahead and begin to do what God has given you to do. You heard the books. You heard all of these books. Purchase these books. Support these authors. Get your copies of these books that will be offered in this store on today. You know, I would love to see all of the author's books on the tables. I know mine is there, but I would love to see the author's books on the table so people could come out and see what there is to offer. Amen. So God bless you. Know that God loves you. And so do Pastor Anthony and I. Join us for service tomorrow at 11 o'clock a.m. We're at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And we're looking forward to a powerful move of God. God bless you. I'll see you next time right here on the Woman to Woman to Man show. Amen. Praise God.